Das Chazal sehe ich nicht, dass ich das sage, und wenn ich mich selbst besuche, darf ich sagen, dass ich das sage. Sagt der Mischner, dass jemand, der in einer Nähe Pesach geht, zu Mikve und eat das Pesach that night, the status of being in einer on the night following the day is only the Rabbanon, but would not be allowed to eat any other kashrim other than a Pesach. Sagt der Mischner, one who hears that his close relative, Nebuch passed away more than 30 days after the death occurred, and one who gathers the bones of his parents goes to the Mikve and may eat all kashrim that night. Beisham may say that a Ger who converted on Nehre Pesach goes to the Mikve and eats his Pesach at night. Beis Hillel say one who gets a bris is like one who has removed himself from Tamei Meis, and he has Tamei Meis, and therefore a Ger can't eat the Pesach that night. Frag the Gemara, why can an Oinen eat a Pesach that night but not other kachim? The Gemara says the Mishnah holds that the Oinen status that the for the night after the day of Anin is only the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were not going to buy Pesach since the Gzeir would cause him not to bring the Pesach, which has a Chi of Karas attached to it. Mishnah said, "Hashomei al Meisa v'chulu." In fact, the Mara, one who collects the bones is Tamei Meis. He has to wait 7 days. Mara says, "Mishnah is referring to a person who had his parents' bones collected for him. In which case, he's not Tamei Meis, but he does have to have a velus on that day." The Mishnah said, "Gershon is Gaia v'chulu." Rabbi Rachanan named Rabbi Yechanan said, "The machalik is only regarding a guy who converted on Erev Pesach." But he'll say, "Since the guy doesn't become Tamei, even if the guy had touched the mace before his conversion, he can simply go to the mikveh and be tar and not have to wait 7 days. We're afraid that if he becomes Tamei mace the next year." This is Beshil Shita. We're afraid that if he becomes Tamei Meis in the next year, he'll think that he can simply go to the mikveh and eat a Pesach, not realizing the difference between the years. Therefore, we make a convert, a ger, wait 7 days before eating a Pesach as well. Beisham, I say, we don't have to be goyzer. However, all agree that a Yid who receives a bris doesn't have to wait 7 days. Rava said there are three cases where the Rabbanan instituted gzeira even though it prevents someone from doing a mitzvah that carries a chi of karas. Number one, the case of a guy who converts and must wait 7 days, even if it prevents him from bringing karban Pesach. Number two is the sprinkling of the parah aduma, which the Rabbanan say may not be done on Shabbos, even if that Shabbos is erev Pesach, and therefore prevents someone from bringing karban Pesach. Number three, carrying a mila knife for a baby on Shabbos through places that are only asur to Rabbanan is asur, even if that Shabbos is erev Pesach, and not performing the bris, will then therefore prevent the father of the baby from bringing karban Pesach. Rava said there are also three cases where the Rabbanan did not institute the gzeira when it prevents one from doing a mitzvah that carries a karas penalty. So these are three that they did not institute. Number one, the case of an oinin of our Mishnah. Number two, the Rabbanan do not allow a balkari who has gone to the mikveh to enter onto the higher bias except when the balkari is a mitzvah on the eighth day of his tahara process, which falls on an erev Pesach, in which case he's allowed to onto the higher bias to facilitate his becoming Torah and allowing him bringing the karban Pesach. And finally, number three, the Rabbanan say that one who walks over a bais hapras, this is an area where a grave was lost, we say the Rabbanan say he becomes tummy, but are lenient and say that if he's on his way to bring his karban Pesach, he may check the ground by blowing on it to look for bone fragments or by seeing if the ground has been thoroughly trampled upon, and they may walk on it and will not become Tomei. Had Malach Perek Ha'isha. Perek Misha Hoya Perek Tashi'i. Zok the Mishnah B'Shiata D'Shmaya, someone who was Tomei or on a distant road on Erev Pesach and therefore couldn't bring his Pesach, brings a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Someone who made a mistake or was an oinus and therefore didn't bring a Pesach brings a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. If so, why does the Pasuk say if he was Tomei or B'derech Rechaika? Because these are Potter from Karis and those are Chayiv in Karis. What that means, we'll see in the Gemara. Zakmar of Nachman said someone who's Bederech Chayka on a distant road but had a Pesach Shechta for him has fulfilled his obligation and doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Rav Sheisha said he has not fulfilled his obligation. Rav Nachman says the Torah has pity and allows such a person to wait until Pesach Sheni. But if he does bring in a Pesach Rishon, it's surely good. Rav Sheisha says the Torah has removed the obligation from such a person and replaced it with an obligation of Pesach Sheni. Therefore, he has not accomplished anything by bringing it on Pesach Rishon. Rav Nachman brings a proof from our Mishnah which says that that one who is away and cannot bring the Pesach on Pesach Rishon brings it on Pesach Sheni. It seems if he somehow could bring it on Pesach Rishon, he may do so. Rav Sheshes would say, if that's how we'll read the Mishnah, then the case that deals with one who made a mistake or was an oinus must be understood to be discussing a mazid as well, because when the Mishnah says, and he did not bring, although he could have brought a Pesach, it can't be referring to shoyging an oinus because they could not bring a Pesach. The Mishnah is saying that a mazid also brings the Pesach Sheni. If so, the beginning of the Mishnah must also have an understood but unmentioned case of what? Of Oinen. And the Mishnah is saying that an Oinen who didn't have a Pesach brought for him brings one on Pesach Sheni. And not that one who was far away has to bring on Pesach Rishon, like Rav Nachman said. This understanding even makes more sense because the Mishnah says that those, using the plural form, Achayev Chatos, for not bringing the Pesach, which would be referring to the Oinen and the mazid. Just to repeat again, this understanding makes more sense even because the Mishnah says that using the plural of those, that they would be chayiv karas for not bringing the Pesach, which would be referring to the oinen and the mezid. But Rav Nachman would say that those, we use the plural, it actually only refers to the case of the mezid because the Mishnah doesn't have an unmentioned case of oinen. Since the Mishnah says these are potter from karas, which is plural, so the Mishnah therefore also answers, it says, and those are plural, using the plural as well. Those are a potter, meaning chayiv, because once it uses the plural before, it uses the plural now also. Since it says these are potter from karas, it says those are chayiv from karas. Rav Sheshe said, I hold like Rabbi Akiva in a Braisa who says that the Torah mentions Tomei and a person who's Bederech HaChayka to compare the two and say that just like a Tomei person may not bring a Pesach, so to the person who's Bederech HaChayka also may not bring a Pesach. Rav Nachman said, I hold that a Tomei person who will be Torah at night may have a Pesach brought for him. So too, so someone who's far away right now, but he'll get here by night, may have a Pesach brought for him as well.